When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
This is it. The time has come.
Saturday night's all right for fighting.
Push him down.
Get in the ring and go the distance with Fight Night with Adam Catterall.
You're better than that.
On TalkSport.
Welcome to the Fight Night podcast. I'm Adam Catterall. It's an absolute pleasure once again to be in your company. And this is a Fight Night Extra, as we are in Las Vegas for Tyson Fury versus Deontay Wilder 3. Throughout the course of the week, we're going to be bringing you some exclusive content, so make sure you subscribe via iTunes or via the TalkSport website. But right now, let's get stuck into the first episode by hearing from the main man himself, the Gypsy King, the WBC heavyweight champion of the world, Tyson Fury. Mr. Fury, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Are you?
I'm very well indeed. Last time, it was, this was your admittance. You said that it was Louis Vuitton Snide sliders from the strip. Not today, mate. Fully kitted up for us.
Yep. All Snide Turkey special.
last 20 months for a lot of people has been very, very difficult with the pandemic and what have you. And there's loads of people that will say that over that period of time, they've learnt lots about themselves and grown as people. What's Tyson Fury learnt about himself over the last 20 months?
The last 20 months, there's been a lot go on. The world's changed a lot. People's changed and everything's changed to how it used to be. For me, I spent a lot of time with my family and kids at home, and as everyone else did. Like you say, priorities do change. I think the more time you spend with somebody, the more time you want to spend with them. It's like the more sleep you get, the more sleep you need.
Yeah.
If I go to bed, I've been getting to bed really early, like 8 o'clock, 8:30 at night, and getting up at like, say, 7. So that's a long time sleeping, and I still feel like I need more sleep. But if I have like 4 or 5 hours sleep, I feel fine the next day. Don't feel like I need sleep. So I think that's a true thing. But what did I learn about myself? Nothing that I didn't already know. I've already been to the pits of despair. I had to learn a lot about myself.
How do you think that person, before obviously you managed to do what you've done, personally and professionally, I suppose, how do you think that person would have dealt with the pandemic?
I don't know, you know, everyone to their own. I don't know how that person would have fought, because I'm not that person anymore. I can't answer that question, really. Suppose I would have done what I've done. It depends if I would have been training or not.
Yeah.
See, throughout the full pandemic, the first lockdown, I never stopped training 3 or 4 times a day. So I was in a good place with it all. And me and Paris got to do these like workouts on Instagram and whatever. And it was really good. We had a lot of people joining over the 8 weeks, 12 weeks, whatever it was. Really enjoyed it. We really had a good little family bond going on. I got Paris as fit as a fiddle and then got her pregnant, which then she had to stop all the training. So I've got to get her back fit again now.
Maybe that's the thing going forward. The Fury Fitness DVD for Christmas.
100%. Who knows? We wouldn't mind one doing one. Just need to get her fit again. She was very fit at one time. We would do like an hour circuit every morning, groundwork.
Yeah.
Then we'd do like between 500 and 1,000 sit-ups straight afterwards. And then we'd go for a run on the road, 2-3 miles, me and her. And that would be like 6 days a week. Crazy.
Showing you up, mate.
And then I'd be taking her to the gym and taking her on the pads and bag and stuff. She was really fit, like. Really fit.
So now we know where number 6 came from then, my friend.
Yep, now we know where number 6 came from. Lockdown, baby.
On this, at the weekend, given the manner of the way that you beat him last February, are you surprised that he's come back for more?
Not really. He's getting paid a lot of money and it's his chance to win his precious WBC belt back.
Are you surprised then with the way that he dealt with what happened last February?
Yeah, pretty surprised. But you can never be surprised by anybody these days, the amount of crap people come out with. Mm. Let himself down. Let the boxing family down. Let everything down. You know, the amount of bullshit he's come out with. But again, it's just sticks and stones. It's not really, it's not a personal thing.
Mm.
Because it's his business. That's it.
Well, I was going to say, he said a lot of things about yourself in that period of time.
Yeah.
A lot of untruths. How did it make you feel?
Sticks and stones. It's water off a duck's back. Whatever somebody says, whatever some idiot says out them doors to me, he goes in there and out of there. It doesn't mean anything. Nothing. Nothing someone could say with words.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's me wife or me dad and me family. It would mean nothing. Because people's opinion means nothing to me. Because everyone's got a different opinion. And there's that thing. And what does Bambi say? If you can't say nothing nice, don't say nothing at all.
Yeah.
And I've learnt it.
I know that, listen, you're a very caring guy towards other human beings. And I know this might be a different scenario because you guys are obviously in combat against each other. But do you, with the way that he has handled the defeat, do you worry for his mental health?
I've often said in interviews, I think he's mentally unstable. But, you know, everyone's got their own demons and own cross to carry in life. And I'm sure Deontay Wilder will sort himself out eventually.
Mm. How have the stresses of real life been for you over the last year, I suppose? Like, we've just been talking about the pandemic, but obviously we just mentioned the baby there and I suppose the process of the birth and how that went probably puts a lot of things into perspective, doesn't it?
Not just that, you know, I've had a lot of stuff go on in the last, say, 5-10 years, a lot of stuff that would probably finish a lot of people.
Yeah.
But I'm still here, still batting and still going strong, you know. It's a part of life, you know. There's going to be ups and downs and it's how we deal with them. Mm. Do we keep moving forward or do we cry in a corner and fall over and die? You know, my mentality is keep walking forward, throwing punches. And no matter what life deals us, we're going to overcome it and keep going. Mm. Because it's there's a saying, what don't kill you makes you stronger, and I truly believe that.
How is the little one?
Truly, she's fantastic. She's doing really well. Good. She's like 7-8 weeks old this week. I've been in training camp for her full life. She's never seen dad. So, yeah.
That'll be the reward once you get home. You just mentioned there you're a person that takes the punches and keeps walking forward. And that's kind of leads us in nicely to the preparation for this fight. Because last time, there was a change of trainer. There was maybe a new way of going about beating a guy. You told us all what you were going to do, and you went out there and did that, and there was a freshness to it. This time round, as a fan from the outside looking in, you would think, well, you just do the same thing again. From your point of view, is that an easy thing to do? Because it's not a fresh approach this time. It's probably a rinse and repeat situation.
Yeah, I've just got to do what I've got to do, you know. It's no secret what I'm going to do. I'm going to go out there and blitz him. There's no going to be stopping me on the night. The only thing that's going to stop me is getting knocked back out. But apart from that, I'm going to annihilate him. And that's all I'm thinking about. I'm just going to set about him. I think saying the word I'm going to beat somebody or setting about them is two different words, isn't it? I'm just going to set about him from round one and I'm not going to stop. Like I said, the only thing he's got to can stop me is a knockout punch. But apart from that, he ain't stopping me from setting about him. And we all know that can get up from his punches because I've done it twice before. So he doesn't have anything that I'm scared of. I'm not scared of anyone on earth.
Do you think that the only heavyweight that can beat Tyson Fury
is Tyson Fury? Yeah, for sure. Like, these are just men with boxing gloves on.
I'm talking from a motivational point of view.
Like, there's nothing that can beat me. No one can beat me, only myself. Whether I've underprepared or failed mentally or whatever I've done, that's the only person that can beat me. Because they're not going to outgun me. They're not going to outstrength me. They're not going to outsize me. They're definitely not going to outheart me or balls me. So the only person who can really beat me is me for being stupid.
Mm.
And that's it. But we're not here to slack off everybody else. We're here to just talk reality and what's going on. And I've trained really hard. I'm in fantastic shape and I'm injury free. So I'm looking forward to getting wound up on the night and set free. Walk me out to pasture.
Now listen, as well as the performances that have obviously set us all on fire, the ring walks have been pretty tasty, mate, for the last 2 years. You know, I remember being in LA and it felt like I was on a stag doing Benidorm.
Yeah.
Then we had obviously mariachi bands, we had a bit of Apollo Creed in there, and then we had the Patsy Cline situation.
Yes.
I know you're not going to give it me the full thing, but have we got something? Have we got something nice?
I've got something special for you this time.
Is it better than what we've seen before? Do you think?
I think so. Yeah, I think this is me big one.
Do you do dance rehearsals for it all? Did you get in there?
Already know what I'm going to do. Yeah, there's a big rehearsal goes on between these. What's it called? Rehearsals, production.
Yeah.
They have a full production team sort of all out beforehand, and they get like a person in to sit down and walk out, whatever they're going to do, and they just go through it so the TV know what's going to go on. Crazy, really.
There's going to be some magic carpet stuff coming in the soon, mate. You've got to be doing something. You've got to be coming in from the ceiling.
Other people.
Fair enough. Just finally, This has actually come from my little lad who's 7, 8 years of age. He wants to thank you for making the word dosser trendy again, because it reminds me of when I were a kid. I think it might just be an insult that is synonymous with the northwest of England, because you speak to everybody else around the gaff and they don't know too much about it.
Exactly, yeah.
So he now thinks that it's, because I've told him it's not a proper swear word, he thinks
it's
that's
not a swear word.
No. But he thinks, but it is an insult. You're insulting somebody, I suppose.
Yeah.
He kind of likes it.
And why I took on that word is because I was always saying the F word.
Yeah.
All the time. And my dad said, you need to stop swearing, son. All the time. He was always on me, always on me for swearing. Every second word was a swear word. And it's like, I took Dosser on and I didn't swear anymore. Because instead of swearing, I was going, you big dosser, this, that, and the other. So that's why I took it on. And yeah, it's bring it back to life. Bring it back to life.
I like the different combinations that you stick in there, like the big bum dosser, you got lazy bum dosser, all those things.
All types of dossers. But Deontay Wilder is the biggest dosser of all, isn't he?
There you go.
And he'll always be. Never mind, whoever I fight after him. Deontay Wilder will always be the biggest dosser of all times. Never mind the greatest fighter. Mm. He is the greatest dosser of all times, Deontay Wilder.
When you're in the ring, can you hear your fans insulting your opponent, shouting, you big dosser?
Can you hear that? Yeah, I hear it, and so can he. It must be demoralising.
Mate, listen, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Enjoy fight week, and we're looking forward to another spectacular show on Saturday night.
All the best, and I'll do my best, and God bless everybody. All the best.
Top man, mate.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.